This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Station Manager Jessica Mulligan. Thank you for joining us. Tonight, we'll hear the second part of a series on opioid overdoses in northeastern Pennsylvania, another edition of Music Monday, and a MacTacular Monarch Sports update. Opioid abuse is a growing problem in our region, and it's up to the entire community to end it. This part of WRKC's series on overdoses covers the legal and legislative actions being taken to prevent overdose deaths. News Director Katie Pugh has the story.
This is part two of a three-story series about overdoses in northeastern Pennsylvania. Part two, Law and Order. What are law enforcement and the government doing to prevent opioid overdoses? The war on drugs has been long fought, and it is still being waged today. Heroin is cheaper to make and more potent than ever, containing additives that make the drug even deadlier. The question that arises is, how do we fix this? District Attorney Stephanie Salavantis explained the causes of opioid addiction.
You could point to providing too much of opioids to patients. You could talk about addiction. You could talk about so many different things, but the focus needs to be more now on prevention. How can we stop it, and how can we help the people? How can we help treat these people? Because I would say at least 85% of the crime in our community is caused from addiction, is because of drugs. This is a huge epidemic, and we really need to start talking about it, and we need to start addressing it.
D.A. Salavantis discussed the dangers of the more potent heroin that's being sold in Pennsylvania.
Right now, heroin, what we are seeing is that heroin is being sold laced with things like fentanyl or carfentanil. And fentanyl is 80 times stronger than morphine. Carfentanil is 10,000 times stronger than morphine. So can you imagine if the addict is buying heroin on the street thinking it's just heroin and it's laced with such potent drugs? This is why we're seeing the overdoses. They don't realize that they are ingesting these drugs. And carfentanil is not meant for humans. These are meant to tranquilize large animals like elephants, and humans are ingesting it.
D.A. Salavantis believes that treatment court of addiction is the best path to recovery, but noted that costs can keep some from entering the program.
My big focus has been treatment court, putting as many people as we can through treatment court, because I realize they would not be committing these crimes if it weren't for this disease, weren't for the addiction. And you have to take it on a case-by-case basis, because you may have people that truly are not good people. So we look at each case and we try to push as many cases as we can through treatment court. And I am very active and involved in trying to get more money for treatment court, because the more people we could put through treatment court, the more people we can help. And we've seen that it has been a tremendous success. So that is what we should be focusing on. And that's why I always say treatment is what we should be looking at this point. If we're not helping to stop them from using, then let's try to help them in stopping it after they become addicted and helping them live a normal life again.
Opioid abuse has been a key topic in the 2016 election cycle, with candidates from all parties discussing how they believe overdoses can be reduced. State Representative Eric Coffer, running for re-election to the 120th District, talked about his legislation proposal to ensure quick emergency detox in hospitals.
I have about 10 pieces of legislation gearing up, ready to introduce here in the next couple of weeks, and it's all geared at focusing on the point of incident. I've been pushing for emergency detox legislation. Right now, via our regulations, they are too burdensome to actually exist within hospitals. It's very duplicative. So you can't just have access to a pharmacy and other things. You have to have almost a standalone. So the economies of scale aren't built into the way our regulations are set up. General Hospital used to have it under the new bill, which actually the Hospitals Association just signed on to, the Hospitals Association of Pennsylvania. It would allow for emergency detox centers to be set up all throughout the Commonwealth, streamlining some of the regulations, because we are licensing our hospitals.
Representative Coffer also believes Narcan is critical in preventing opioid deaths, and cited that in Wilkes-Barre, Narcan is saving an incredible amount of lives.
2 weeks ago, the updated stat was 237 saves from Narcan in a year and a half just in the city of Wilkes-Barre alone. Just Wilkes-Barre. That's not Luzerne County. 237 people saved from Narcan in a year and a half.
Commissioner Josh Shapiro, candidate for PA Attorney General, talked about his plan to end the opioid epidemic should he be elected.
I think we need to begin by recognizing that drug addiction is a disease, not a crime. And I think once we understand that, then we can divert those who are nonviolent out of the criminal justice system into treatment and reserve our prisons for those who should be there, the violent drug dealers and others who are making our communities less safe. We've got to work with our medical community to get them to reduce the prescribing of opioid painkillers. We've got to work with DAs across the state to create a more organized effort to stem the flow of heroin in and out of Pennsylvania.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
Mondays bring us the latest and greatest releases of music around. Music Director Therese Rufsich has the latest edition of Music Monday.
You're listening to Music Monday on the WRKC News at 5. My name is Therese Refsedge, Music Director, and I'm your host for today's installment of the program. The first artists I'd like to share with you today are Wolf People and their new album, Ruins. They're signed to Jaguar Records. Wolf People are time travelers. Their tools include mythology, history, hauntology, big riffs, bigger beats, and electricity. Their jams are heavy and their mauls bloody. Their music has a bite. There's a bloody ferocity and tenderness to Ruins, and a love for volume as well. Their music joins the dots between ravine-inducing rural landscapes and the hard-riffing rock birthed in England's industrial towns. Without further ado, we're going to play the first track on their new album, titled Ninth Night. Dinner is Danish producer and singer Andres Raiden. He leads a nomadic existence, dividing his time between Los Angeles, Copenhagen, and Berlin. So far, Dinner has 3 EPs and a guided hypnosis tape under his belt. Dinner's music is about parties and women, late nights and early mornings in strange cities, but mainly it's about magic and the communication with spirits, Dinner says. Dinner is signed to the same label as Mac DeMarco, Captured Tracks. Without further ado, here's a sample of his track, Lie.
You say it's a long way down, and you lie to me. Lie, lie, lie to me. Yeah, you lie to me, but I don't really mind. And you tell me about the sins of youth, and you tell me some stellar truths, and no one gets the things you do.
Scholars say the power of folk music comes in part from its emergence out of isolation. Enter Paul Bergman, a Los Angeles folk craftsman whose commanding compositions emerged from his own initial sense of musical isolation. Here's a sample of his track, Wishing Song.
Ooh, is this life for me? I'm settling down upon stars every night. Here
This has been Therese Ruffsedge for the WRKC News at 5. If you enjoyed today's installment of Music Monday, don't forget to tune in each weekday during the regular school semester to hear the latest and greatest hits on college radio.
Coming up next, we'll get a recap of sports over the weekend and your weather forecast for the top of the week.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
You're tuned to WRKC, Radio Kings College, 2015 winner of the Reader's Choice Award from Diamond City Magazine for Best College Radio Station. We are Northeastern Pennsylvania's most honored college radio station.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. The King's College football team hosted Widener University at McCarthy Stadium on Saturday afternoon. It was the final home game for 13 seniors. The Monarchs had a few chances to come back and take the lead, but they wound up losing 30-17, dropping the Monarchs to 4-5 on the season. Quarterback Zach Whitehead completed 30 of 52 passes for 352 yards with one touchdown and two picks. He was also sacked for a season-high 9 times. Whitehead was able to break two more Monarch records with 2,522 passing yards, surpassing the previous record of 2,295 set by Chris Barnick in 2005. He also surpassed Corey Lavin's single-season mark of 370 pass attempts with his 372nd pass of the year. Wideout Tyler Maroney had 112 yards on 10 receptions. On the defensive side of the ball, Chris DeGaetano had 10 tackles on the afternoon. The Monarchs traveled to Schmidt Stadium to play crosstown rival Wilkes University in the annual Mayor's Cup game in the last game of the season. The King's College wrestling team hosted the Monarch Invitational on Saturday. As a team, they finished 11th out of 12 teams. Individually, junior heavyweight Ralph Bernardo placed 3rd, while fellow junior Howard Kilpatrick was 4th at 165 pounds to emerge as the highest finishers for the King's College wrestling team at the season-opening 2016 Monarch Invitational Tournament. The Monarchs returned to the mat on Saturday at the New York City, Pennsylvania Duels Tournament hosted by Mount St. Vincent in Riverdale, New York. The 2016 season has been all about the Lady Monarch field hockey team. The field hockey team was disrespected in the preseason polls because they weren't even projected to make the playoffs. The Lady Monarchs made the playoffs as the number 2 seed, eventually beating number 3 seed Manhattanville College, pushing them to the championship game against the top-seeded FDU Florham. The Lady Monarchs traveled to FDU Florham on Saturday evening and came out victorious to win the MAC Freedom Conference Championship. The game went into double overtime with no score. Haley Tomaszewski scored the goal to win it for the Lady Monarchs from a great pass by Anna Morgan. Goalie Paige Tedick picked up the shutout win, making 6 saves in net. Tedick was also named the MAC Freedom Championship Game MVP. Paige Tedick was also named the MAC Atlantic Conference Freedom Field Hockey Player of the Week, coming from the conference offices this morning. After the Lady Monarchs' MAC Championship victory, they are now heading to the NCAA Division III National Tournament. This is their first appearance since 2007. On Wednesday, the Lady Monarchs will travel to face Franklin and Marshall College, the 7th-ranked team in the nation, in the opening round of the NCAA Division III National Tournament in Lancaster. Game time is set for 5 p.m. in Tyler's Field. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight will be clear with a low of 35. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 66. And Wednesday will be rainy with a high of 54. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo.
Multicultural and International Club will be holding their first gospel choir practice tonight at 8 in the Widman Gallery. No singing experience is needed. Ticket for the theater department's performance of Whose Wives Are They Anyway are now available. Email box office at kings.edu to reserve your tickets. Performances are at 7:30 from November 10th to the 12th and 17th to the 19th, and there's a 2 p.m. on November 13th. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm station manager Jessica Mulligan. Have a wonderful week.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.